It is Friday the 21st of January. This is episode 74 of Digital Outbox. Hello and welcome to Digital Outbox. I'm Chris and today I'm joined by Ian.
Welcome along.
And Henry. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
It's a nice threesome once more. Hey.
Steady on.
we're gonna crack on this week unless anyone's got anything particular they want to we've had a threesome and a crack on already. This is going well, isn't it? Anyone got anything to say, or should we just get in there?
It's good to have Henry back. Well, it certainly Happy is. New Year.
Happy yes. New Year.
It's only 21st of January. 21st of
January. Yeah, it's about time we have to stop doing all that merriment now, isn't it?
Oh, merriment.
Back to the grind.
Very good.
So, first news story this week. We've had Steve Jobs is back on medical leave again in a move that I guess hasn't surprised people, but he has officially been taken off. Well, he's out of action again.
I must admit that I got very, very, very annoyed at that news. Only because I knew that the share price was going to go down and that they would probably go back up again by the end of the day. And I did not buy Apple shares when they were down when they'd lost all their money. So very, very disappointed in Mr. Jobs.
But they were very sneaky. Because
yeah, they were.
Because they announced it on a holiday. And they knew that...
They announced it on a holiday just before they announced the results.
Yes. Which was...
It's acceptable and good planning, to be honest, though, isn't it? Announce on holiday.
You Tory.
Make sure that you can get your share price back. It's just business. That's business sense, really, isn't it? It would be stupid not to do it. It clearly wasn't an emergency. It's a planned out thing. So there's reports that he's having, you know, he's losing weight again and he's getting ill and stuff. So there's all sorts of stuff going on, but no one really knows.
So good luck to him, because you don't want to see any harm to anybody like that.
Not at all.
Apple's in safe hands.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen what happens to Microsoft when they lose their key person. It seems to go downhill. However, I think there's a few characters that can happily take Apple forward.
There are, but the things that Steve Jobs brings to the table, those big negotiations with the major labels and that kind of thing. There's not really anybody else that can kind of do that, and that nobody else really is so pernickety, for want of a better word, about product and stuff, and you know, guys slog their guts out for months on products, and he turns around and says, no, it's not good enough, go away and do it again. You know, there's nobody that's really quite like that, I don't think. But
there's enough wishy-washy talk there for them to be good in the short to medium term. The only thing I'd worry about is when the true strategic decisions need to be made. Has anyone going to step up there and, you know, be flexible when they need to be flexible? So
yeah,
I think we shall see.
We shall see what we shall see.
But let's have a quick talk about the Apple quarter one results, because there's an awful lot of money flopping around in their coffers. So they've had $26.74 billion in revenue over this quarter.
I don't believe it.
Equating to $6 billion in profit. They're only a tiny company, though. Remember, they can't do big things. 4.1 million sales of Macs, and they had 16.2 million iPhone sales. I could go on. 7.3 million iPads.
And you're going to
19.5 million iPods.
iPads.
Shed loads of stuff they've been selling.
So a couple of points for me. That was our best Mac quarter ever, but analysts were disappointed.
Analysts are always disappointed.
Yes. I couldn't believe the amount of iPhones.
It's unbelievable.
A lot of iPhones.
Now is a bad time to be buying an iPhone.
Yeah, but it looks like
bad time.
It looks like it was a really popular Christmas gift. I just could not believe 16 million iPhones.
I can see iPods being popular Christmas gifts, but phones.
Yep, my mother is loving hers. Her iPod Touch, that is. 7.3 million iPads. So I don't think anybody was surprised that they sold a lot, you know, come up to Christmas. And even that's a bad time, but it is a good Christmas present. And I guess the surprise
is... I'd be blooming happy with one of those for Christmas. God, it's a lot of money.
And I mean, that's 15 million just under they sold last year, which is far more than anybody predicted. None of the analysts got that right at all.
Nope.
That was it.
And we certainly didn't get anywhere near that much, did we?
Nope. And as a revenue stream, it's already overtaken Macs.
Yeah, it's funny. You can kind of see why Macs have taken a back platform as far as, you know, the OS X, OS X, sorry. it's going to get less of their attention because it don't bring in the money.
Well, but bearing in mind that the iOS won't bring in any money if you don't have a Mac there to develop it on.
That's true.
So it's always going to be there.
Yep.
For the time being. So anyway, yes, good on them. But Google have also had their results out. But they merely had 8.44 billion in revenue. So we haven't got their profit margin there, have we?
Yeah, it's not quite as much though, is it?
No, so Apple made 6 billion in profit and they just had revenue of that much. But we don't know how much profit that equates to. Google might have a more lightweight footprint as far as costs go. But anyway, it's an improvement from last year for about a quarter, which is pretty amazing, really.
Yes. And it's still the fact that they're able to grow. When everybody seems to, I mean, there's a lot of negativity about Google just now. Facebook's taken over as the kind of darling, you know, web company, and the one that I guess the highly sought after engineers are keen to go to. I don't know if that's just because of salary or whether it's the kudos or whether that is that has taken over the, you know, that is a place to be working. You know, that's where they're doing all the buys of companies, and that's where they've got the mind share at the moment, it seems to be.
After the great success of that film, The Social Network, then I think that Larry and Eric should go and make a movie. I think that's the way to
clear the way forward in the social.
Clear the way forward, absolutely.
I think Facebook have got the march on. They're kind of commercially friendly, aren't they? It's easy to start. Well, when you've got that many users, brands want to go and use your platform, basically.
Yes.
And seeing as they're so lax and free with what they allow you to do,
yeah, I mean,
it's kind of attractive as well.
I know we're kind of getting off topic. I was going to add it to the show notes because earlier in the week they announced that developers could access people's phone numbers and addresses.
Yes, it's part of that. The allowance when you allow the app.
Yes, which was just horrid.
Yes, they've revoked that a little bit now, haven't they? They've stepped back on it.
They've stepped back for to rethink it through, but hope to launch it again in a few weeks' time.
Which Facebook have said that many times before, and it's just going to come out. It's going to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, are you really sure you want to share your mobile phone with everyone?
But the big Google news was their burying of news today or yesterday, which was Herr Schmidt, Eric, is no longer CEO.
Yeah, they didn't give any reasons for that, did they? Just they said they wanted a change. But I guess it's probably something to do with the fact that they've had some of this negative press recently and they want to get back on track and be the one that everyone loves.
Yes.
I think they'll recover quite happily. They're certainly not going anywhere. They're making enough money.
Oh, I mean Android's going to be the kind of dominant mobile platform.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely. No doubt about it.
Yeah, they're like to have a very strong year. There's some great phones coming out
And tablets. I mean, it's like
and the tablets look sort of, and people are rating them as well.
The last 9 months has been Apple only, and not anymore.
No, and Chrome OS as well is really actually quite a, you know, a really solid platform, certainly for development and things as well. It's good, all good.
So we said last week how Google had
been
pretty
evil.
Much. Yeah, they've wanted to chop the support for H.264 as a video codec in order to push their WebM platform, and they're moving ahead with it. But they have clarified what they're kind of why they've done it.
Yeah, they're basically saying they're taking short-term pain for a long-term gain. It's all about HTML5. They believe that nobody, and by nobody they're talking about the big browser providers, they're saying that nobody will agree that H.264 will be the baseline codec, and hence they've got to push now for a WebM. That is, they see that as their only choice. But what that means is Flash, or they did say Silverlight, which made me chuckle. But basically, Flash is required to play by H.264. And Google will supply plugins via the WebM team for Safari and IE9. Fantastic.
What's the Mac player called?
QuickTime?
Yeah, doesn't QuickTime support 264?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's where it, I mean, that's almost where it comes from, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So why... That runs in browsers as a plugin, doesn't it?
Yes.
So why Flash?
I'm just quoting from Google's post. So if you go and read Google's post, that was their...
Yeah, like Google kind of don't even mention Apple at the moment, do they?
No.
Who? Apple who?
Who? Apple who?
Yeah, so they're clearly scolded.
Yeah, and they have confirmed that they're going to re-encode all their YouTube videos to WebM format.
Yeah, they went through a process of doing it to 264 to get them all into the HTML5, didn't they? So it's another big old project they got going there.
That's massive. But then it's probably been running in the background for months.
I think I agree with their stance, which is it's not clear by any standard, but I think WebM is probably a safer for the consumer to go. And there's nothing to stop 264 existing if you want it, basically.
Madness.
Well, I think. Okay.
Madness. I've got to mention Crazy Adobe. There's a post from John Dowdell, and who said Safari is non-standard because it doesn't allow extendability via plugins. And I was reading it, and I'm thinking, you're just a crank, you know, an absolute crank. But then he did quote the draft for HTML5 that says a browser does have to support plugins. But as a draft, and as usual with these companies, there's a lot at stake in these drafts. So there's probably a lot to play for over the coming year for HTML5.
Anyway, forget Safari. Anyway, it's all about Chrome. Right, which actually has caused me problems recently, so maybe I could take that back. Instant Pop. This is the music industry doing something new, realizing that the build-up of playing music on radio is no longer the model that actually works and that they've got to start selling as soon as they start playing. Sounds sensible. Get it available so people can buy it and they won't parrot it, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. They've looked at the search trends and the kind of Google search peaks. If you look at a track that starts playing on Radio 1, for example, after a couple of weeks, the interest starts to drop, but it's not on sale for another 4 or 5 weeks. So I think it was Sony and Universal. I think in about 6 weeks' time or 8 weeks' time, we're going to start doing this. And they're also saying that this is they're highlighting to the government that they're willing to change in the face of piracy.
And do we know whether that's going to be instantly available to
I can't believe.
Let me get my cutlass.
I can't believe
you, and my eye patch.
I can't believe you unmuted yourself just to do that.
Scupper me.
Oh no.
Scupper me timbers. No. Shiver me timbers.
Can scupper them as well. where is this gone? Right. I've completely lost my train of thought. So is this for download as well as sale and CD? Do we know?
I think it was download only.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Perfect.
Which I'm sure it's HMV. There's rumours that they're about to go pop as well. So it looks like the administrators are looking at finances.
Yep, sounds good.
Mm.
Okay.
It always did seem completely ridiculous, all that. You know, it's like, oh, that sounds like a great piece of music, you know, and you go and try and get it from wherever you normally get it, and it's like, no, it's not available yet. You're like, what's that all about?
Yep. I'd be listening to Radio 1 on the way home, you know, like from work today, and it would be a track playing, and then it would say, oh, and that's coming out on, like, you know, February 27th. And you're like, what?
What? You've forgotten about it by then.
Exactly. Crazy.
Give someone the tools, have it. Oh, crikey, O'Reilly. Who left their mobile on?
Oh. I'll be Eric Schmidt on the Android.
Who would
do you want
do
a job?
That?
Do you know
amateurs,
you want a job, Chris? Do you know amateurs, even the worst of them. Get your video? You look embarrassed.
I am.
Hold on while I just mute mine.
hang on a minute. I'd like a jumper that colour of your face, Chris.
Amazon have bought Love Film in a another domineering move, I guess. What? Love film are kind of the equivalent of...
Are you just skipping stories now as well?
Probably. Yeah, we'll come back to that one.
Okay.
Amazon, I guess, just... They, Love film, they're equivalent of our Netflix, I guess, really. They're our biggest... Oh, I think they're our biggest rental and DVD rental and streaming service.
Yeah,
and
Amazon, they're like Netflix. They're like Netflix, only rubbish.
I haven't got a subscription. I know lots of people have, but it's the it's so we get Xbox Love Film streaming onto Xbox and things like that.
Sony Bravia.
I mean, Amazon are just swallowing everything. Are they not?
Yeah, as opposed to the real Amazon, which is shrinking.
Yes. You're in good form tonight.
Henry, we miss you. You should be here more often.
I mean, they already owned, I think it was it 38% of Love Film? So I don't think it's a big surprise, but it's whether they can actually... I mean, obviously it's on PS3 and they've got deals with Sony and Samsung as well. Imagine a Kindle coming out this year that has colour screen and could do a tie-in with Love Film. You know, there's a whole load of, you know, there's definitely room for Amazon to kind of strike in the market.
Amazon could really do something with this.
Absolutely.
I mean, Love Film really is not, it's not a patch on the kind of, on Netflix at all. I mean, Netflix has really pioneered that whole, you know, they've got that whole thing about improving their algorithm for recommendations and things. And Amazon are really, their whole kind of recommendations things is really quite good. I think they could really do something which really works well here.
Mm, definitely.
We noticed you sneeze. Do you want tissues? Yeah. I don't know why I said that. Let's go on.
Sorry. It's like you're in a fight with Henry for most bizarre quote of the podcast.
Who's winning?
After that one.
Okay, will cheap PCs reduce the digital divide?
No.
Will they, Ian?
No.
No?
No. No, this is a lot of rubbish. This is... I mean, if Love Film's rubbish, then this is absolute tosh. So this is Race Online 2012, and they've negotiated some cheap deals on refurbished PCs. You can go and buy a really cheap, nasty PC. It says nasty in the quote. For £98, and they've also done some cheap internet packages as well. So you use a mobile dongle, £9 a month or £18 for 3 months to help people access the web. So this is all looking really good, and it's going to be sold.
Or not access the web because it doesn't work.
Yeah, but and you're reading it, you're thinking, it all looks good. Cheap computers are going to run open source, such as Linux, so nobody will be able to fix them or do anything with them. You won't be able to buy any games for it or any such nonsense. But you think, you know, you're going to get a keyboard, get a mouse, a flat screen monitor, £100, sounds all right. And it's a 12-month trial, and they're hoping to reach out to the 9.2 million adults in the UK who are currently offline. All great stats, and you think, big market. Distributor Remploy hopes to sell 8,000 in 12 months. So, how?
A massive story for nothing.
All that, and quoting 9.2 million, and they hope to sell 8,000.
It's some
rubbish, tosh.
We've heard stories like this before as well, and none of them ever go anywhere. The reason that those 9.2 million don't have it is because they aren't asked, and you know, basically.
And a lot of them aren't. You know, I take my mum for example. She doesn't care. I'll buy a laptop. No. I don't want one. Do you want an iPad? No.
No.
No. It's just there's nothing. There's no hook.
Yeah, not at all.
No hook. For somebody who's desperate to get online, I'm sure it's great. I'm sure for criminals, because I'm sure this will be a way of, like, you know, just buying a cheap PC and nobody will be able to trace them. It's great. Well done.
We have seen iPlayer growth. So, up a total of 27% on last year.
Yeah, that probably reflects my usage. I reckon I used it 27% more than any.
Precisely 27%. Yeah. I use it a ton now. I do use it as a good catch-up service.
Is that on the 360?
No, not on the 360, Ian.
I just like the fact that you mourn for a year that it's not the 360.
I've got a PS3
now,
don't care.
You just went by a PS3, you don't care. It's like, do what you like, BBC. Yeah.
So basically, they 89.7 million requests for TV shows. I mean, this is an awful lot. It's a great service. I love it. I mean, what would we do without it now? It's brilliant. But surprisingly, load of them are radio shows, 40%, which
I was very surprised.
But then again, I catch up on my radio all the time on iPlayer. It's great.
There you go.
Bit of Radio 4 comedy. Can't beat it.
What you really mean is Archers.
No, that's my podcast.
No, that's not Radio 4 comedy. I mean, honestly. I mean, the thing is, you're usually busy between 6:30 and 7 on a weekday night. So, you know, iPlayer is brilliant.
I'm telling you, that kind of stuff. We lost 3 games of Halo Reach. Because a certain person had to go and listen to his Archers, get his Archers fix.
It was important. It was the 60th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
So they're also PS3 accounting for 7 million of those requests. So quite a lot of movement going on there. And Virgin Media also, tons and tons of programs through it.
Yeah.
23.9.
And tons and tons on the Xbox. Oh, sorry. No, we did that already.
Yeah. they've come out, I think a couple of days ago, and they've said they're not going to be releasing content for any TV distribution network, or they're not going to build apps for specific TV platforms.
Mm.
So they're waiting for the TV platforms to get universally accepted standards so that they can then distribute down. So it's like the chicken and egg almost. They're not willing to put in the work to put apps across all platforms.
And what was the name of that? It used to be Project Canvas, to get renamed. It's now been delayed to next year, hasn't it?
Yeah, so that was lots of broadcasts in this country, wasn't it? All banding together and going to come together with a
standard. And again,
it's
all down to standards. They can't agree on a standard, so it's
gone very
next year.
Quiet on that front, hasn't it? I didn't even know that. I just sort of forgotten about it.
No, it's they said this week that the lack of standards means they're not going to roll out this year.
If you are naughty and you want to come outside of the Apple infrastructure by jailbreaking your device, you can now get Xbox Media Center for your iPad, iPhone 4, and Apple TV 2.
This is cool.
Sounds good if you're willing to do it.
This is cool. So I've got a Mini. I've got Plex. Plex is based on Xbox Media Center, and they've done this really quietly. Nobody really knew this was happening. But they've basically got the full Xbox Media Center available for either iPad, iPhone 4, or I think most importantly, the Apple TV.
Which I'm afraid I haven't tried yet, but I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, because it's you jailbreak your device, and for the Apple TV, they've then got a full install. It's not a client, it's not a remote, it's not a cut-down version. And it means your Apple TV is no longer tied to iTunes or streaming. It's, share files your network, full 720p, 1080p support, and all the support you want. I just think, oh, 100 quid, that's the device you want to go and buy now, and jailbreak it.
A nice simple device to convert your computer into your TV, basically, via the network. Good stuff.
And I'm not so fussed about the, I'm not so fussed about the, just the reason we're laughing has got a very strange view of Henry right now. Basically got a widescreen shot of his crotch, has to be said. It's not really? Not the most appealing mid-podcast. I don't know what's going on. This is a reason why we don't record video.
That would have been X-rated straight away.
Oh, you can also do this on your iPad and iPhone. I'm not so really fussed about doing it. I can't see many people wanting to do that, but I think the Apple TV 2 is a biggie. That's it.
If you're set up with a central media server, you know, with all your stuff and your content on it,
yeah,
then it kind of makes sense to have some sort of app like this on your phone to do it. But whether it's worth it based on, you know, the fact you're going to be outside of
And I just think there's already apps out there that can connect into
that, will connect to that data.
Yeah. I think it's more the fact that you can take your TV, the Apple TV, which is, you know, locked into the Apple ecosystem, and say, well, sod that, get Xbox Media Center on, it's only cost you £100. I just think, bargain, absolute bargain.
Get all the content that Apple wants to charge you a lot of money for. Well, it's not just Apple, is it? It's the providers want to charge you a lot of money for. Stream it already. Right. Yeah, it's good stuff. 10 billion downloads, nearly.
Yep. So the App Store for iOS devices about to hit 10 million downloads, which is a fair old number.
It's not even comprehensible.
If you download that 10 billionth app, you win a $10,000 iTunes gift card.
how far are they away?
Not far. Because it's just the speed it goes at is amazing.
Have they got a website out there telling you the countdown?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Apple.com/iTunes/10 billion app countdown.
I'm going to have a look now.
It's 9,981,365,800.
Is that how many downloads are happening right now?
Yes.
Just to, yep. You need to have, Alison's need to go and have a look at this page, but I mean, it might be gone, it will be gone.
They're gone by the time I do the podcast.
The 100 column of this ticker is faster, well, it's about every half
second. Just 1,000, so 2,000. 3,000.
That is unbelievable. 4,000. That's sales.
5,000.
Well, that's incredible, right? Let's stop looking at that now. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's scary. It's scary just how quick
and
it is.
If you think that a lot of those they're getting 30% of every single one of those sales, what they've done to the market is amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. We have had the first MS Office app hitting the iOS.
Mm.
Are you excited by this?
No.
No, not mine. So OneNote's out. Fabulous. Who uses OneNote?
OneNote's out and it's all in America. So
right. I don't know. Who uses it anyway? I'm not even sure.
Oh, I think it's a really good app on a PC.
Never used it.
Oh, I think it's great for note-taking, pulling together, you know, topics and all that kind of good stuff. I think it is a real sleeper hit of Office. Anyway, I'll stop selling OneNote and go back to the app. I downloaded it, and for the first 2 days, I got a login error. And MS on the support page just says, just keep trying, it's because it's so busy. Which isn't the... And it just sums up the kind of support you get from, or the feeling you get when I,
sounds
you
like
know,
an EA support answer.
Yeah, you know, it was just keep trying, and you're thinking,
just keep trying because other people are going to give up soon.
Yeah, and then when you did, it syncs to the Windows Live SkyDrive, and you can create a note, you can turn text into bullets, you can turn it into checkable things. And that's about it. You can't date or time them. You can't really do very much with it. You can capture. Photos, you can capture audio, and it's, to be honest, just download Evernote. It's better. The only interesting thing was this was free as well. So they said it was free for a limited time, and they also on their official page didn't understand why it's America only, but they would find out and get back to everybody. So it just looked a mess. But I think on an iPad, you know, something like that, and it's tied in with, you know, maybe if you're doing work on your PC and to be able to take that content around, I think that has a future.
Maybe they'll integrate it better with their own device.
Yes.
Let's hope so. So 2010, I thought there were some great games that came out in 2010. We saw a resurgence or a reforming of some major AAA titles and really good innovative titles as well at that. Yet, overall, sales slipped in 2010. I mean, for a long time, people thought the games industry was recession-proof, but this sort of, I guess, it just proves that it isn't. But they saw, I guess it's, what was it? So from 3.3 billion in 2009 to 2.88 billion in 2010 of sales. I guess maybe people are getting more savvy about what they're buying and just being a bit more careful. Because you know, games manufacturers do release a lot of crap. not to put too fine a point on it.
Yeah.
What was that teddy bear one? Got to know this.
What?
You should never, kids. This is a prime example of why you shouldn't work too hard in a week. Because by the time it gets to the weekend, you're completely mucked in the head.
I mean, I certainly bought less last year, although there was some great games. I think I'm maybe strayed away from some of the, you know, maybe the typical ones that I'd always be picking up, like Tiger Woods. Didn't bother. No, no, there was just no interest. And
we played less, except for Halo. We've probably played less online than we have in a long while. And actually, I've been enjoying getting the games I have bought. I have probably played more of.
Mm.
I'm actually enjoying trying to complete games rather than just tickling, you know, at the beginning of the game and then leaving it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a more representation of what people are doing now. There's also games are coming with a lot more content, basically. Things like, you know, your Halo and that. I mean, they can take up a lot of your time for a very long time. If you're into Warcraft, you know, that takes up your whole life for forever, basically. So maybe that's partly it, that the online aspects of these games are lasting people a lot longer.
I think not only online, but it's the, you know, after you've bought the game, you know, map packs will come out, or there'll be other content that you can, you know, consume.
I mean, Modern Warfare, you know, the people play that endlessly and continuously. So, you know, maybe that's it. There's just games that are taking up a lot more people's time. Anyway, I don't think the game industry is in any risk at the moment.
No.
I think they'll be fine.
And certainly we're seeing this. This is definitely the longest I've heard, you know, like the one console, you know, with it being an upgrade coming. Usually it'd be like this year or last year would have been a new console.
Indeedy. So a new console that is coming out and has been now announced with release date and pricing is the 3DS. I think we touched on this last week, but we've now got a release date for the 3DS of March 18th or 25th.
No, I should update. This is 25th.
Right, there we go. So March 25th and 250 quid, games 30 quid, far too much money. Love to see one, and that'll be it.
And I was the same, but then Pilot Wings is coming. And I was like, "Oh, Pilot Wings!"
You'll buy one game. I'm not going to buy it.
I've got no intention of. I mean, it's just
let some other mug buy it, and you can have a go.
I actually don't know all the gaming people. No, I don't know anybody buying it.
I don't know.
I think a lot of the smartphones have taken over. You know, people are just that seems to be enough. You know, for gaming on the move.
I mean, I still know people that buy DSs. But I think that's a dying breed now as well. One thing, interesting thing that Bry sort of posted up on Twitter earlier on, I don't know if this is where this comes from or whether you had this in there already, but they're Eurosport and are thinking of streaming 3D TV through the DS, which is quite an interesting take on it.
Yep. So there's Eurosport, Sky and Aardman Animations. Nintendo have signed a deal with Eurosport and Aardman across Europe and Sky exclusive in the UK to deliver 3D content, 3D TV to the 3DS.
And it's quite a nice little delivery platform in that it's nice and compact. You won't have to have massive bandwidth to do it, and a 3D possibility. But say, we already know that it screws up your eyes, so it's, don't let your kids use it, guys and gals. Minecraft sells 1 million copies. What's this all about?
You heard of Minecraft?
No.
This was going to be one of my picks last year. It was like a guilty pick, and I kept quiet about it. So Minecraft has almost been like a kind of sleeper hit. It gets a lot of press in certain websites, but then others it's just hardly ever talked about. And if you look at the graphics, if you go to the website, and I'll put the link in the show notes, it almost looks like kind of like Lego blocks. It's all very basic and simple. And you've got a couple of choices. You can just play yourself in your own world, or you can do kind of multiplayer. And what it basically is a big construction set. And you can mine, you can make things, and that's it. And then I say that's it, but then you go on YouTube and you do a search for, like, you know, the most popular Minecraft videos. People are building, like, you know, Starship Enterprise in this. And it's massive. You know, it's like...
This has completely passed me by. It sounds perfectly geeky.
I bought it around last September, October, and I played it quite a bit.
Was this the thing you got on early beta, or was this...
This was basically... They called it an alpha version. So basically, I think you could buy it for a tenner, and it's now gone into beta, and I think it's still the same price. But they've already sold 1 million copies. And it's just one of these things. It's like it's whatever you want it to be. If you want to just go in and
so it's like Lego, where but you never have to search for the pieces that you're missing.
No, and at night there's monsters. So
excellent.
And it's the kind of, so you need to make like the first night, if you haven't made a little hut to go into, the first night can be quite interesting. You know, monsters are coming chasing after you, and you can generate a different world if you want and start again, or it's the world's persistent to you, or you can share worlds, or you can join, you know, multiplayer servers and all help to create a fantastic world.
I'm going to go investigate this.
It can be very addictive.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see how it goes. Right, so let's end our news on a bit of a funny. And we don't know whether this is ironic, serious, or whether someone just thought, I'll get some advertising out of this. But someone has registered, what can only be described as, I guess it's an inappropriate URL. Certainly you won't, you want to search for this URL in Google,
now,
will you?
Now the thing is, you're saying somebody, but the company themselves, so RIM, registered this as a shortcut to their career pages. And they registered rim.jobs, which is just the best ever.
So if you want a job at RIM, you have to go to RIM jobs.
Yes.
Just don't search for that. Please don't search for that.
Also, I can exclusively reveal.
You won't get jobs out of it.
No, but I can exclusively reveal. They're bringing a new camera service. It's called RIM Shots. And I could go on, but I'd need to put the adult tag on.
Yes. So that is the news, quite really on the news front since CES. We're just waiting for all the CES type products to start hitting and being announced a bit better or being released. And due to my manic week, I haven't got a pick, but I know that, Ian, you have.
I feel we have to let the listeners know. Yet again, we've been abandoned.
We have. We've run off.
Basically, after seeing Henry's crotch, we've been left with a picture of his chair, which is a very nice chair, fetching nice. Red cushion.
And he's got good insights on the tech world as well, this chair.
It has. Almost as witty as Henry. It's all good. So yeah, and he's actually got a pick as well, which is a bit of a shame, but we'll keep that for next time, I think.
Yep.
So my pick is Alfred.
Alfred.
Yes.
What is Alfred?
Alfred is an app for the Mac. I'm sure one of my earlier picks, in probably like episode 5, very early days, was an app called Launch Bar, which was a kind of productivity app. So you can quickly launch, you know, without going to the mouse, you can quickly launch Launch Bar, type in a search, type in an application name, and it'll launch it. Alfred's very similar, but it's free. So it's one of the kind of hits on the App Store on the Mac right now. It's a free download. And then you can just you install it. It indexes what it needs to index on your machine. And then you can just very quickly call it up and launch an app, do a web search, find a bookmark, find a contact.
So it sounds like it's sort of the Windows Start search, but just with additional indexing in there as well.
Yeah, but you can do quite, you know, some quite smart things with it. You know, you can browse and play music through it. You can go and find, you know, I could search for Chris and then automatically put an email with a bit of text that I've already got pasted into the, you know, the shortcut history, or sort of the copy paste history. So you can do all that from this thing, and it's the more you use it, the more you get out of it. Very similar to Launch Bar, but as I said, it's free, but there's a power pack that adds a bit more functionality that you need to pay for, which I think is £12. But it's definitely, I think that's where the App Store kind of wins. It's getting a lot more discovery. You know, so many people are probably finding this and thinking, oh, wow, this is great. But I actually found
people can't help themselves either. They're just like the idea of chucking something new on their laptop.
Definitely. But the nice thing about this, I actually found it slightly faster than Launch Bar. And again, I don't know if it's just because it's a brand new index and, you know, everything's just like very quick. But certainly swapping between them. I'm kind of running with Alfred at the moment.
There you go. So Alfred, available either on the website or is it via the App Store as well, I guess?
I don't know if they've swapped over their website, so it's just now an App Store exclusive.
Right, okay.
I don't think it was. But while you're talking, I'll find out.
Well, all that's left for me to say is that is the end of our podcast. I'll say goodbye from Henry, but if you want to find out more...
Goodbye!
You'll have to do it in a good Henry accent in a minute.
That was.
But if you want to find out more about us, we're on digitaloutbox.com. You can email us info@digitaloutbox.com, and we are on Twitter and Skype as Digital Outbox. I am on Twitter as CheesyUK, should you interested in finding out when I play Halo. Shreep, where can we find out about you?
I'm on Twitter as Shreeper, and my website is indie.net.
Okay, so thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye! Yeah.
weren't bad.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh,
my eyes really hurting. Sorry, I was rubbing my eyes.
I did notice
something. It just suddenly starts hurting. Never mind. Ow.
Well, I was going.
I've got a I've got a phone call to go and return, I think.
Don't we know? Interestingly, the Alfred app is available for download on the website.
So it's just via the website, or is it both?
No, it's
so
both.
You found it both.
It actually doesn't mention on their website about buying it from the App Store either.
Maybe they would be better off if they sell it via their own website. And
I think for a lot of developers, it's still the App Store is still an experiment.
Yeah, so wait and see, isn't it, for sure?